Today is Friday, December 4th. What to know about a rare warning from the top intelligence official in the U.S., which country he calls a major threat. Also, you may receive a COVID-19 vaccination card in the near future. We'll explain its purpose and how it might work. Plus, why the U.S. government is now suing Facebook, the latest on those mysterious monoliths, and the big announcement that means brand new blockbusters will be coming straight to your home TV all year long. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The top intelligence official in the U.S. put out a rare, strong warning about China. The director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. In it, he said China poses the greatest threat to the U.S. and the rest of the world since World War II. Specifically, Ratcliffe said China robs American companies of their intellectual property, copies their technology, and replaces U.S. companies around the world. He also pointed to China stealing sensitive U.S. defense technology and using mediators to try to influence American lawmakers. On that note, Ratcliffe says he has personally briefed members of Congress about this. He also says he's shifted money in the intelligence budget to address the threats. And by the way, it's very rare for the head of the U.S. intelligence community to make public accusations like this. An administration official told Axios, usually the person in that role just warns the president and senior policymakers of these types of threats, not the general public. So it's not clear exactly why Ratcliffe wrote the op-ed now. It could be because he's not going to be in the role for much longer and he wants to get the word out while he can. So far, China has not responded. Cybersecurity analysts say hackers are targeting companies responsible for distributing COVID-19 vaccines. This new warning comes from the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Unit, along with the technology firm IBM. IBM says the digital spies are posing as business executives at a credible supply company, then sending out fraudulent emails all over the world, hoping to get credentials and then access to more information. It's still not clear exactly what these spies are after. Cybersecurity experts have a few theories, though. They say it's possible the cyber attackers might want to steal ideas for the technology that keeps vaccines safe, or they might want to actually sabotage the movements, or they might be hoping to lock up the system for ransom payments. But no matter what, government officials are asking companies to be on the lookout. So we're now getting a few more details about the vaccination process here in the U.S. The government now says it will issue Americans vaccine cards to help them keep track of their COVID-19 shots. Remember, most of the vaccines expected to get emergency approval require two shots 3 or 4 weeks apart from one another. But the vaccines are not mix and match, so healthcare workers need to know which shot each person got already and when, so they're ready with the correct second dose. The cards will include spots for you to fill out all the key information so you don't forget anything. The information will also be sent to the CDC, and many places are working on plans to send out text messages or phone calls as reminders. As far as when this can all get started, the federal government's Operation Warp Speed says if Pfizer and Moderna each get the authorization from the FDA ASAP, as expected, the first Pfizer vaccine shipments could happen December 15th, then the Moderna shipment would be on the 22nd. But as you know, the first round is going to be limited. And Pfizer just said its supply will be even more limited than originally thought. It will only be able to deliver half as many doses as it promised by the end of this year. So instead of 100 million vaccine doses worldwide, it will be more like 50 million. The company says the process to get supplies is just taking longer than expected. The bottom line is still the same, though. Most of us will not be vaccinated until 2021. By the way, President-elect Biden told CNN he wants the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to stay on as an expert on his coronavirus task force after the transition happens next month. Biden also wants Fauci to be his chief medical advisor. The two already started discussing the long-term response on a Zoom call yesterday. President Trump's lawyers faced more setbacks in their attempts to challenge election results in swing states. First, in Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court decided not to hear a challenge, but the fight is not necessarily over. Wisconsin's high court pointed Trump's lawyers down to the local courts instead, since their issue is with Milwaukee and Dane counties. So Trump's lawyers did just that. They filed two more lawsuits in those counties yesterday. The complaints take issue with how absentee ballots were collected. Also, remember how Pennsylvania's Supreme Court dismissed a Republican lawsuit that challenged the ethics of universal mail-in voting? Well, the court followed up with a one-sentence order yesterday saying that ruling is not going to change even if another challenge is filed. So instead, the Trump campaign is taking it higher, all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. TBD if the justices will take up the case. Either way, the Trump campaign is running out of time to raise many more challenges. All election disputes are supposed to be settled by December 8th, just 4 days from today. Then the Electoral College is set to meet to formally make Joe Biden the next president on December 14th. Tens of thousands of people in Southern California are out of their homes, evacuated from the latest threatening wildfire. The so-called bonfire broke out as a house fire in Orange County, about 40 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. It spread quickly, though, and doubled in size yesterday. Authorities say several homes were damaged and some may have been destroyed. At last check, more than 10 square miles have burned and the fire is only 10% contained. So about 25,000 people had to evacuate so far. Also, two firefighters were hurt and had to be taken to the hospital yesterday. A bad wildfire this late in the season is rare, but not unheard of. Typically, California's fire season runs from July to November. But officials say the dry, warm weather pattern is similar to what they saw earlier this year, and fierce winds are expected through at least tomorrow night. Utility companies have already shut off electricity for more than 100,000 people in an effort to try to prevent power lines and other equipment from sparking more wildfires. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, CastleGrade. I've loved hearing from many of you that you're getting these reusable, sustainable, and high-quality masks for better protection as you go to work, while you travel, send kids to school, and more. CastleGrade masks are registered with the FDA as an N95, so you know you're getting that high level of protection for whatever your need. And now CastleGrade has a new filter available for smoke-affected areas of Washington, California, Oregon, and Nevada. It's been independently tested, and the company says the charcoal filters serve a dual purpose for stopping both virus and smoke particles. So you're getting a mask that is safe for both those uses, plus it's a reusable, eco-friendly option. Instead of contributing to the billions of disposable masks and N95s being thrown out at the end of each day, you can just put your CastleGrade mask in the dishwasher for easy cleaning and reuse. So check out all the options and learn more at castlegrade.com and enter the discount code NEWS10 at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's castlegrade.com with a new discount code NEWS10, NEWS10, at checkout for 10% off your first order. Now back to the news. The Trump administration is suing Facebook, saying it discriminated against American workers. The Justice Department says the company illegally reserved high-paying jobs for foreigners and never gave Americans a fair shot at filling them. The lawsuit argues Facebook never posted certain job openings on its website and therefore only got a handful of U.S. applications, and ultimately offered the jobs to foreign professionals who demanded smaller salaries. This apparently affected about 2,600 jobs over 2 years. Now the Justice Department says this is against the law, since companies need to prove they cannot find any qualified employees here before they recruit foreign workers who need green cards. But Facebook's lawyers are fighting the charges. For now, though, they won't say much more about it since the lawsuit is still pending. The Wall Street Journal says in the past, major tech companies have argued that there are not enough Americans getting science and engineering degrees to meet the number of job openings here. Either way, this is just the Trump administration's latest effort to crack down on hiring practices. Warner Brothers is shaking up the movie industry. It says all of its newly released movies in 2021 are going to be available to stream at home on HBO Max the same day they hit theaters. This affects huge blockbusters like Dune, as well as the new Space Jam movie and the latest Matrix and Suicide Squad films. Usually, those types of movies would spend a certain amount of time exclusively in theaters first, letting cinemas and studios rake in as much money as possible in ticket sales. But the pandemic has forced changes. To be clear, even though the movies will originally be released to theaters and streaming on the same day, they'll only be available on HBO Max for the first month. Then they will go back to being in theaters exclusively before returning to streaming long term. Warner Brothers calls this a, quote, unique one-year plan. So it sounds like it's just temporary. Yet another mysterious monolith has popped up, this time in California, and it is the third of its kind in just a couple of weeks. The first was discovered in a remote area of Utah last month. It was a smooth metallic structure standing 10 to 12 feet high, tucked among the state's red rocks. No one knew how it got there. Shortly after, another monolith popped up in Romania, and now there's one in a California park halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. These monoliths all appear to be about the same size, and it looks like they're made of metal. The AP says no one knows who is putting them up or why. Some people have speculated that extraterrestrials might be behind this. Others say this is probably a part of some art installation, or it could just be a prank. All of the monoliths, though, are now gone. Video was even posted online of young men toppling the one in California and chanting America First. Two extreme sports athletes say they helped take down the Utah structure because it brought too many visitors to a remote area and they were damaging the land. And the one in Romania also vanished, but no explanation there. The mystery continues. Starbucks is giving free coffee to frontline workers this whole month. The coffee giant says this is for people like doctors, nurses, firefighters, law enforcement officers, pilots, and so on. They'll all be able to get a free tall brewed coffee, hot or iced. Starbucks says it's doing this because this year has been tough and it wants to say thank you to frontline workers. Those eligible can redeem the offer at participating Starbucks stores in the U.S. until December 31st. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Ritual. I love these multivitamins because before Ritual, I've always been someone who struggled to find the right type of vitamin. Either they seemed to have synthetic fillers and other shady extras, or they were bad-smelling horse pills that I ultimately avoided taking. But Ritual fixes all of those problems. First, Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients and forms our bodies can actually use. In fact, Ritual is really transparent about this stuff. You'll always know where your nutrients come from thanks to its one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. On top of that, the pills are actually fresh tasting. For example, a mint tab in the women's multivitamin makes the pills smell and taste minty. And Ritual vitamins are now available for women, pregnant women, men, and teens, each scientifically developed to help support different life stages. I've been taking Ritual vitamins for months already, and now I've just ordered my husband some vitamins as well. You too deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. Again, get 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/newsworthy. And now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we're talking about a North Texas high school that opened its own grocery store where, instead of money, people pay in good deeds. The store is located within the high school in Sanger, Texas, about 45 miles north of Fort Worth. The principal says many of the students come from low-income households, so the grocery store is right there in the high school, allowing students to grab food and necessities for themselves and their families. All the items were collected with the help of local businesses and organizations, and now the shelves of the store are almost completely stocked. And to buy something, you don't need money. Instead, you can earn shopping points by working hard or helping others. The local CBS affiliate says students can do things like chores around the building, then use the points to buy goods they need at home. Organizers hope this will help students understand the value of hard work. It's also supposed to teach them important job skills, since students are also the ones running the store. And the impact of this will go beyond the high school as well. The store plans to start holding weekly food drives for the community to help support other food insecurity programs in that area. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.